this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? How you doing? United crash out of the Carabao Cup. City do it again. Semi-finals, can't make it past it. But on to the next one, sir, right? Bigger fish to fry, I think, this year.
You said four straight semifinals, sir. You know what? If you were going to crash out of any cup competition, it'd be this one, the Energy Drink Cup. I mean, United... City played well. They were the better team on the day. Our defense, we made silly errors. You play a team like City, they're going to punish you. We got to clean it up. I'd rather take a step back here in this competition and kick on in the league, sir. We're in a title race, and hopefully this is a wake-up call to the lads at the right time that we can't give an inch, and this game was one of those. We gave too much, made too many mistakes.
Yeah, we got outplayed today, no doubt about it. I mean, I think United started well enough. It was definitely more open than the 0-0 game earlier. Was that a month ago now? But United weren't good enough. City took their chances, not even good chances. You know, crap goals to go up, which has been a bit of a story, kind of giving away goals that we shouldn't. So definitely something we need to work on, definitely something that hopefully sparks the boys, because FA Cup and then Tuesday is a huge match. Burnley, a chance to go into Anfield, head of points over the Scouse Bastards, sir.
No, absolutely. But you think about the issues going forward, not enough, too much hero ball, not creating enough. Bruno on his day, you know, he's playing every single game. He's going to regress, right? And I think we saw that today. So attacking, we don't have it. And then in the defense, set pieces. Man, shitty. They are who we thought they were, sir. You clean those up, it's at least a draw, and we're going to go into penalties. I've seen too much of it. The poor clearances on the corner, another free kick for the first goal happened to us against Villa as well, sir. United, the back line, you know, without Bailly today, you know, there was a difference.
Some of the passing is fucking scratchy.
Fucking scratchy passing, and it was too much of that. I thought, you know, I would have kept Bailly in and freshened some of the people up front. I thought we looked a little tired at times. You know, Bruno was running his legs off, but some of the other in the front were not pulling their weight throughout the game. But we didn't look sharp. We didn't look like a United side that was going to turn the screws against a good City side that's on, you know, had been on the second longest run other than us in the league. So 11 games unbeaten comes to an end, sir. But we, you know, got the league to worry about.
But Ole's got a lot right. And probably one thing he hasn't is he played the best 11 this game. Like you said, it's like with all the tight fixtures, you're going to have to pick your spots. Clearly, I think we're going to rotate in the third round of the FA Cup, but does it make sense to rotate and rest here for Burnley? And then you have that excuse to fall back on tight fixture schedule. I couldn't play every player I wanted, but now you're kind of going into the play the starting 11. Now I got to rest him for, guess, Watford. Then you get Burnley and Liverpool. I just think Ole has to rotate a little bit more, like you said.
No, he does. And it's going to be interesting because a lot of the players, you know, he's still going to want to put out a relatively strong 11 on Saturday against Watford. And they're not a pushover team. You know, no one ever is in the FA Cup. So we're going to want to keep winning, but the Tuesday game is what everyone's going to be thinking about. But this one, you know, you lick your wounds, you move on to the next one. But I'd like to see a little bit more rotation, sir, like you said.
Yeah, and I was surprised to see the diamond, you know, you call it a hybrid diamond. Sometimes we're playing the two in front of the back four. Sometimes it's the diamond going forward, Pogba on the left. I was surprised that we went toe-to-toe with City. I mean, like, that is the United way, so credit to Ole. But when you see all the fixtures coming fast and furious, you know, I would have liked to see him maybe switch it up today, maybe go defensive, play for the draw like we did before. That actually worked when we played them in the league, and then kind of hold for that big run in the league. So that big fixture we're all looking forward to, I believe, on the 17th of January against the team that should not be named. We're all in on that one.
Yeah, it's the big one. And I think, you know, Tuesday is as big as it comes as well, because that's really, that's the move. You want to go in with the opportunity that's been given to us. Them losing to Southampton like they did with Klopp whinging all the way out. We got to take our chance Tuesday against Burnley.
Sir, I've said on this podcast before, there's never been a time, a better time. There's never been a better time to lose, sir. And mark my words, there's never been a better time to crash out of this energy drink cup, and there'll never be a better time to crash out of the Europa Cup either, because this team, you look at our league record, you look what happened to Liverpool, dropping points, their manager's rattled, sir. This one, fans are moaning. You can't have everything. You know, you got to pick and choose. You know, Santa's not going to bring you every gift you want on Christmas. This is not going to be the treble season. The poor man's treble. You know, you could do the Carabao FA. You could get the league too. I just think United fans got to be a little more realistic. Tons of fixtures. And really, sir, the league. It's all about the league.
It is. And, you know, to be fair, we didn't play great, but City played very well, and we gave up some shit goals that we shouldn't have given up, but toe-to-toe, I think if United were a little bit tighter, we would have taken those early chances and locked it down. But what can you do, sir? On to Watford.
Absolutely. Quick PSA for the podcast. If you like this pod, the American Red Devils, you can support us on Patreon. We believe that we should stay completely independent. That's why we have no sponsorships on this podcast. We want to be supported directly by you, the fans. And we think one of the best ways to do that is via Patreon. You can visit our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We have four different tiers. You can sign up for anything from $1 a month to $20 a month, and we'll send merch your way, pins, stickers, scarves, etc. Shout out to Ollie, who became our most recent Patreon supporter. You're the real MVP. He says he listens to the pod on walks in the UK. One of our UK Patreon supporters, shout out across the pond as well. We really believe in this platform, and we want to share that bias, fan perspective. So supporting us goes a long way, keeps the lights on in the podcast room, because we are quite the ragtag operation here at the American Red Devils.
If you couldn't already tell, I thought it was pretty obvious, but your support goes a long way. If it's on Patreon, that is huge for us. Also, another great way you can support the American Red Devils is go to AmericanRedDevils.com, check out our Shopify site, pick up some merch. Glazers out. Don't forget about that, sir. They're not spending in January, so get your Glazer out scarf. They're on sale, $9.99, a great deal. And another way to support the pod is you can write a review. You can do 5 stars, obviously. Make it cheeky. Send us a screenshot and send it to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your address, and we'll send you some free stickers, sir. What else we got?
Check out our blog. We have great fan-generated content. We encourage all fans, if you're interested in contributing, email us, AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. We had a great article out this week in defense of Paul Pogba. We love the fan takes. Some are controversial. Some aren't. Like, everyone agrees, hashtag Glazers out. But I like the different opinion pieces on players, et cetera. And that's what we are building here at American Red Devils. It's just a platform for fans to share their view on the club that they love. Speaking of the club we love, let's get into it. Manchester United 0, Manchester City 2, sir. They did it in our house. How dare they? Old Trafford, EFL semifinal, the Carabao Cup. Let's get in that lineup. We had Dean Henderson, world number 2 in net, Luke Shaw on the left, Maguire, Lindelof, center back pairing. Lindelof is back from the back injury. Wan-Bissaka on the right. We have the Diamond Fred holding with Pogba, McTominay, Fernandez at number 10, Martial and Rashford up top. Sir, how are you feeling about this lineup?
You know, a little confused, sir. It was good to see Vic back, but I would have liked to keep the Eric Bailly run going. I know they're worried about him breaking down, but his pace is just such an advantage against a dangerous City side. I thought we could have used it a lot today. And then, you know, the same front six again, I thought was a little bit risky. I thought maybe you'd switch out Pogba, Dan James, a little pace, or maybe Donny van de Beek. But Ole obviously sticking with what worked last time. So, I would have liked to see a couple more changes, because, you know, City would come out high energy. You got to match that.
It's one thing playing the diamond, or the hybrid diamond, we'll call it here, against Villa. It's another thing playing it against City.
Yeah.
And for me, obviously, in phases, they're doing the 4-2, modified 4-2-3-1. But it's a little harder to do for the players, and you got to trust Pogba there. So that's why I would prefer, you know, spreading City wide, the classic 4-2-3-1, Rashford on the left, Martial through the middle, Greenwood on the right. I just don't think we've seen the chance creation from Martial and Rashford in a two up top. I mean, clearly Bruno's been able to do it, run into the channels, but I really like that extra firepower of Greenwood. If we're going to go at him, it just seems to me Pogba is, if he's off his game, he's off his game. You know, sometimes he has his days. I don't think today was his day. And that's another reason for rotation.
Yeah, I don't think today was his day. It's hard to pull him after you started him. You know, that's where like Adani, he actually, you know, maybe they're targeting Pogba, but he had a bunch of errant passes where he gave the ball away. So it would have been good to freshen things up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, it's not a knock against the players. It's just saying, you know, I think tactically, I think rotation wise, it could have been a little different. And, you know, maybe it wouldn't have made the difference at the end of the day because Luke Shaw, Harry Maguire could be out of position on that goal.
There you go.
You could have got a goal, though.
Yeah, I mean, that goal either way, that's, you give up those goals. They're not the kind of goals you want to be giving up, sir. But we go into that game, and it opened up wide open. I thought that was a polar opposite from a month ago where it was a much cagier affair. Early chance for United. It was second minute for Rashford, and it was a good one, but he was just off. So it was an open start. And then on the other side, sir, fifth minute, City score, but Gundogan was off. So it was two early chances, both, you know, fighters putting in an early punch. United, seventh minute, go on the break with numbers. Pogba wasted a chance. So it was really early. There was a bunch of really good chances for United to kind of take their chance, but both teams holding the line.
Seen this movie before, sir.
Certainly have. How about this one? Ninth minute, Bruno had a great chance with the curler, saved by the City keeper. I thought this one was going in, but the keeper can't come up with a big one.
Bruno, what an amazing opportunity here. City keeper coming up big.
And that game was hot early. And then, sir, on the other end, De Bruyne like hit the post after some slightly lazy defending from the United side, giving him way too much space, and absolutely slams it against the left-eared post, showing his dangerous side.
He's one of the best players in the league. Contract issues at Man City. Come on over, Kevin De Bruyne. We'll take you at United.
Apparently, they want to give him a pay cut, sir. 5-year deal, pay cut. We'll give you whatever you want. Come on over. You can play next to Bruno Fernandes. We'll light up the EPL.
It's kind of, they disrespected him with the contract offer.
Apparently, you know, saving money for City, saving money for Messi, sir.
KDB, I do only player on City I rate. Ederson's pretty good. Can't get over that neck tattoo. The tattoos, can't get over that. But KDB, we'll take him.
We would take him, sir. Speaking of KDB, this guy, you know, Fred looked a little KDB with his pass. 32nd minute, great chance with a pass over the top from Rashford, but he couldn't get a handle on it. Took a little bit of a funny bounce, but if he'd gotten it, it would have been, you know, exactly what they were looking for, which was to catch City, you know, right over the top.
No, absolutely. Again, Rashford just, you know, missing something these days, I think. What do you make of Rashford? He's not, he's got it, but not 100%.
He looks like he's trying to be a hero sometimes. He's like taking the ball on a little too much. And beginning of the season, he was making so many killer passes and looking to be the feeder and the provider. I think now he's just got all he wants to do is score. And I think if he picked his head up a little bit more, he'd find his teammates. He had a couple chances today where he was, you know, juking people out in the box and defenders were biting and, you know, his teammates were wide open. He could have made the pass. Decided not to. There was a little bit too much of that today. We played a little bit selfishly at times.
You know, he's got a goal and assist EFL Cup. You know, he had 6 in the Champions League, sir. That's big. In the Premier League, 7, almost halfway through the season. You know, we need someone cracking 20 in the league. You know, Cavani, Martial, somebody got cracked 20. You want to win a title. So I would say he's due to just rip him.
And I'm not. Rashford's been a beast this season. He's been like the second best contributor other than Bruno Fernandes year to date. We need Martial to start contributing. We need Cavani back from the ban. He needs to start booting in goals. Greenwood had 19 last year. He needs to get off the mark. So this team has goals in them, and we have two players right now that are really in high form. And Rashford, you could argue, is like dipping a little bit in form. Speaking of which. Another one, 45th minute plus one right before the end of the first half. Another great chance for Rashford on the break with Bruno, but Bruno actually picking up the wrong pass. He had a couple of those today as well, unfortunately. It was just it was scratchy all around.
But look, Bruno's been, he's going to regress. We're playing him so much, you know, that's why I think he has to play this game, but I'm not surprised to see it.
No, because he's not going to get everything right. So heading into halftime, I mean, what do you think Ole's telling the boys?
Whew, we're lucky to be 0-0. I mean, I think this is one of those where it opened up and then it kind of closed down. I think it was waiting for someone to make that first mistake. Don't make the first mistake.
Yeah, and that felt a little bit like that. Second half, sir, unfortunately, United did not come out with enough piss and vinegar. What we would like to see, it did not take long. 49th minute.
In by Foden and scratched in by Stones. And Manchester City lead at Old Trafford and stare at Wembley once more. John Stones with his first goal in more than
All right, we're good.
Sir, where's the defending at? I mean, so where's the defending? That was like
Stones highlight. Get out of here.
I mean, we need some audio, but I'm just saying is like, where are you at? Harry, Scotty, Luke. It's like nobody
No, sir. This one is, look, there's.
It happens.
Luke Shaw sees them. Harry Maguire needs to be a little more on top of it. It seemed like Harry thought it was going to be cleared, but he left it. Shaw's beat and kind of Stones hip checks it into the goal. Absolute slop shop. It says something good about United that we're not just getting absolutely passed and cut open by Sterling and KDB, right? You know, it's just a sloppy set piece goal. Villa could score this against you. Watford can score this against you. It's just something where whenever the ball is dead and the whistle's blown, someone has a good cross in, we're snoozing it. Something is off. Like the assignments are not clear. At least the players are. Unclear, sir. It's just they switch off for half a second in these set pieces, and it costs you. And for us to concede this way at this point, it was a steep mountain to climb because City had a lot of the ball.
City have a lot of ball, and they have very good defenders now. You know, Ruben Diaz is an upgrade to who they've been playing with. He looked a proper player. So that's what happens when you buy a manager, two center backs, not just one. Sir, United
COVID parties and sex parties they're having. City look fit. They look real fit. I mean, that's one thing that I saw from them. You look at Luke Shaw, he plays his way into fitness, but, City players look a little more fit than us today.
They did. They were beating us to every 50-50 ball, and that was the game right there. It was like when you started seeing that in the first half, it was a bad omen for things to come. United looked a little bit better after we conceded the goal, sir. In the 59th minute, it was a really great chance for Martial at the back post, but City defense was just there trying, but, it was a tough D to penetrate. At the other end, great save from Dino to stop Mahrez from going 2-0 up. I thought this would be hopefully a catalyst to get United back into it, sir. Wake up, as we say.
64th minute, Maguire, this one again. I tweeted out, when is he going to hit these open headers into the goddamn net? I mean, look, I like Harry Maguire. You got to give me a few here. I mean, it's just like every game he has an open header. Dunk chance, really make a difference for United. If you're the captain, you got to do that. I don't think he's scored since the first game back from his Greece scandal, right? I mean, that was the last header I recall Harry dunking and celebrating. But something about these chances Maguire gets. I mean, I see one or two a game. He should be on target.
He's due for one, and he's got to be better at it because he's a target man. He's huge. He's good in the quote unquote good in the air. He gets chances, so. And the balls are coming in now. He's like, we're actually creating chances from crosses, from corners, consistently. He gets one to two good chances a game, sir. So he's got to be scoring goals.
Exactly. It's just, come on, Harry. Come on, Slab.
You know you got it in you. 67th minute, Bruno puts in a great ball, sir, but nobody was the end of it. It was like, I felt like if Cavani was there, he would be scoring that goal all day.
We were missing Cavani.
He's a big miss, I think. I think you need that Uruguayan spice to counter City.
Where's the plan B? We don't got Fellaini anymore. Get Cavani in, sir. Where's the plan B?
Yeah, it was hard for that. And then 72nd minute, Bruno with another great chance. He floats it high and wide. This one, I think he had low and hard to the ground, but he was going for the curler. But it was a good chance. United were looking a little bit better, but they were exposing themselves in the back.
Absolutely. And then Ole finally changes it.
75th minute, sub Greenwood on for McTominay, nice and late, leaves it late. And then, sir, the dagger in your heart, 83rd minute. Ugh.
Flung in by De Bruyne. Flicked out to Fernandinho through the crowd. Surely to have won it. They're going back. They're going back again.
Okay, enough of that. Going back again, playing Jose Mourinho in April for the EFL Carabao Cup.
Corner, sir, from a corner.
From a corner.
Four clearance from a corner. Good finish, Fernandinho, I'm going to say. That's a very good finish from him. It's hard to lament the clearance, but, you know, most players don't hit that first time like that.
No, they don't. They don't. And you know what? It's hard to say it because United have been playing well, and we've also lost games when we played well. But today we didn't play well enough. You know, we got outplayed. They played better than us. Deserved to win, and hopefully that sticks in the teeth a little bit for the United player. I mean, that was basically it. So 87th minute, we did. Donny came on for Fred. It's like make an impact of 3 minutes. He'll be playing on Saturday, hopefully. You know, another semifinal, unfortunately, we crash out of.
Yeah, but I really don't get it. I mean, obviously, you look at the Twitterverse and everyone's raging and all this. It's just like City didn't just like completely boss us off the pitch. You know, it was really that Stones goal that was like, you know, it's a shit show from set pieces and we're pissed because we clearly need to work on it. But we had our chances. I think we're dying. We need a rest. I think a lot of our attacking players need a rest. I think things are catching up with us here. Sir, I didn't have a great feeling about this game coming into it. I knew, you know, if you're the players and you're watching that Liverpool game against Southampton, yep, they drop points. You're all about the league, and then you're switching on to City. I don't know. We took our eye off the ball on this one. I just think it's the mentality. We're not at that let's win multiple things yet. You know, we don't have that strength.
No, we don't. And I think that I feel like it happened with the FA Cup last year as well. You know, we were concentrating in the league, and then we showed up and kind of whimpered out. We were better today, you know, and we lost to a better team, of course, than that Chelsea side we lost to. But yeah, it's on to the next one, sir. We need to freshen it up with Watford because we shouldn't be playing the boys we've been relying on week in, week out because they've been playing a lot of games.
Also, it feels like our attack is a little stale, and the fact that Cavani has a suspension, you know, I really do feel like when he came in, started scoring a little bit, it kind of, you know, takes the pressure off Martial, Rashford a little bit, opens things up. And I think the suspension for Cavani has to factor in here, sir, as long as the excuse factory is open and we're just chugging them out, sir, like chugging the excuses out.
Sir, it's always open after a loss. So, you know, it's working overtime, baby.
But this United side is, it's young. We're not going to go straight to the moon, sir. Like, I'd love to go straight to the moon, start popping bottles, be like EFL, FA Cup, Europa League, win 21. I'd love to, you know, in my dreams, sir, you know, we'd be at the parade. There'd be no COVID, you know, all that stuff. But, yeah, I think this team's going to – you said it on the last pod. It's going to be ups and downs. But it's like how we bounce back from this. You know, Watford, obviously, FA Cup, it's early. But then Burnley and Liverpool, like, these are really, like, I'm going to judge this team against the team who should not be named that I just accidentally named on the pod. That's the game. That's the game for me. Ole has to get that right. The boys have to give everything. There can't be stupid mistakes like this. At that time, I'll get on this pod, sir, and I will rant and rave if we play like this against in a game like that. Because that's a game for the ages, sir. That's the one where you give everything you got. And I don't think we did it today.
No, we didn't. We definitely didn't do it today. Maybe took our eyes off the prize because other things to worry about. But, you know, team looked a little beat. Maybe you freshen it up more next time. But it is on to the next one, sir. We got bigger fish to fry. Huge games ahead, sir. Like,
hey, look, Pep Guardiola, he can have as many energy drink cups as he wants. You know, he doesn't have that Champions League. Sir, you know, they're going to be a contender. You know, we're obviously focused up the road, but I think across the street, I think City are not done as far as the league's concerned. They're right there with a lot of games in hand, and they're going to be, I think, beating Chelsea big, beating us, they're going to have some momentum. They're going to have some wind in their sails, so we got to watch out. Match stats, jumping into it here. United 40% of the ball, City 60% of the ball. As expected, shots 12 to 11, but shots on target, City had 4 to our 2. Corners were even at 4-4, sir. Match reaction, United had been eliminated from 3 of their last 4 semi-final ties in the League Cup, having progressed from 8 of 9 before that. We used to just win cups like it was nothing. Now, so there's a little bit of a ceiling. And the home team has just won 3 of the past 15 Manchester derbies. We haven't played well against Shitty at our house, and they haven't played well against us. Stands out to me when they could have won the league against us in their building with fans. And that blue hair from Paul P said, hell no. I absolutely love that one.
You got to love the memories. Even United, like, we're not on our day. It's not the top of the top. We still, like, take a chip off the block and don't allow them to celebrate in our faces. Like, that was they had the Blues above us. That was, what a great win. That was, like, probably the best Jose win, I would say.
Speaking of... It could have been a good storyline playing Jose in the final.
It would have been. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about going to Wembley, sir. I got ahead of myself. But, you know, FA Cup? Come on, Watford. Anyway, sir,
let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Difficult evening. I know it's another semi-final loss, but is it a mental issue or is it just one of those nights?
Well, I don't think it's a mental issue. It's tonight, it was about just that lack of quality compared to them. I thought we played against a good Man City team and they deserved to win. But I feel, you know, you're disappointed when you concede 2 set plays. You know, we defended well and they kept the ball really well at spell, especially first half. And if they carve you open, that's one way of losing. But to concede 2 set plays is... that's disappointing. So, and we just didn't have the margins with us. Of course, their keeper made a fine save first half from Bruno's shot. And the first goal is always going to be important in a game like this.
Okay, Sanso.
Hi, Ollie. You seem to be doing okay in the first half, and then in the second, you didn't really have an answer to the questions that City were posing. Is that fair?
I felt first half we defended really well. They posed us some problems, of course, but we kept them away from our goal quite well. Of course, they had one shot that hit the post. sorry, we had one shot with a save from their keeper, from Bruno. After they scored, I felt that we had more of the ball, more of the pressure, but still we couldn't create enough. So I don't know. Possession counts for nothing, but first half they had loads more possession of the ball than we had. But we looked dangerous on the counter-attack on the break, but the markers were offside or the ball came a little bit late a couple of times.
Sir Ole, Mr. Nice Guy, what do you think of that?
He said it all with that, sir, the air. Like, it's killing Ole. You know, it's he said we didn't create enough, we weren't clinical enough, and we made mistakes off set plays. They didn't carve us open like a Thanksgiving ham. You know, if you know Alex, he doesn't cook turkey. He cooks turkey on Thanksgiving. He also cooks a ham.
Got to do both. Double down, baby.
He didn't get carved up like a Thanksgiving ham. I'll tell you. And Ole said he must listen to the pod, sir. You know, I got a direct line to his ear during the presser.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. You should have told him to freshen things up a little bit. He calls it like it is. He's not wrong. You know, lost the better side. You know, he calls it straight. You want to see a little bit more out of the boys. Simon Stone did call it. It was like a tale of two halves. United did not look. We definitely looked worse in the second half, but...
Yeah, but you're coming. You have to think about where this team is. Like, you got to look at like Pep Guardiola's City team.
Yeah,
you got to look at what they've accomplished, what they re-upped in the summer. You got to look at the team that should not be named, what they've accomplished. You know, and then you got to look at Manchester United, and sir, we're just like just dipping our toe into the conversation. This is going to be like a few steps forward, a few steps back. But as long as the trend is going in the right direction, which it is, you know, as fans, we got to be pumped because there's no way. I mean, clearly we all say we're going to win the league when we start the season. I think I said that on the season preview pod, obviously.
I think you did.
But, you know, we are exceeding expectations right now. That has to be taken into account. And they can make an error like this. You know, I Ole said it wasn't mental. I don't think they're afraid to win a semifinal. I just think everything coming as fast and as furious as it is, it's tough because City's up for this game. City had a bad spell. Now they're on the up and up. They really want to win against United. We are kind of just like focused on the league. I think there's just a little too much going on for this team. It's a young team. Obviously, a young PE teacher, manager, learning on the job as well. So you got to give them time. So you got to let them make mistakes. You got to let them correct the mistakes. You know, just get it done before the 17th.
Get it done before the 17th. It'd be good to get it done on Saturday, maybe even Tuesday, sir. But like you said, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of games. You're not going to win every cup competition, everything that there is to win. Even Fergie didn't win them all every year. So, you know, it's a building process one by one. But, you know, we've got to pick up some silverware this year. I'm not saying it has to be the league, but we got to make progress there.
And we also got away with one. We have also gotten away with one at Wolves, you can argue, right? You could argue, like, footballing gods are just, sir. They're just, they're going to get you. And like, this is one of those where it's in this spot, United, you know, hey, take the L, move on, sir. Just take the L, move on.
On to the next one, sir.
Speaking of the next match, Manchester United versus Watford, Radio Watford, sir. We love it here at the podcast. FA Cup third round, English Premier League clubs jumping in the third round. We're taking them on Saturday, January 9th, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Watford used to be Premier League club, got relegated. You know the drill. Ben Foster, Troy Deeney, the whole crew. I believe Cleverley as well, sir. I don't know if he still plays for them, but he did at one point. Lifetime versus Watford. We've won 23, drawn 5, lost 6. I do remember when they beat us recently. That was a low. I think that was last year when they didn't have a win and they beat us. So we've come a long way from that one. First time we played Watford, January 28th, 1950, Watford versus Manchester United. We beat them in the FA Cup 1-0, sir. We've been to a Watford match. Great stadium, Sir Elton John Stand, sir. The gravy latte, the famous gravy latte, sir.
Famous gravy latte, Sir Elton John Stand. It's a great stadium. They're on their way back up to the Premier League, hopefully. A fun stadium to visit right outside of London. Had a good time. You know,
no, it's great. It was great. They got great pubs around it. We ate burgers and we went and had a few dark ales at the match. Then you discover that they basically sell you gravy in a cup, hot gravy in like a coffee cup. This guy's sipping on gravy and dark ales at the match. It was a great time.
It was cold out.
You're not playing, so you can enjoy the concessions.
How about running around? And you can't take them to your stand. As people will know if you go to a game in England. You got to like drink in a little corridor. So I enjoyed my hot gravy in a cold day in Watford, sir. What's not to like?
Watford coming in on mixed form. They drew Brentford, lost to Huddersfield, beat Norwich, lost to Swansea. You know, so they're actually like 6 in the championship right now, and they're not playing that hot. They got us in the FA Cup. Should be an easy game. We should be able to smoke them. Try not to make too much of it.
Yeah, I mean, James Garner's on loan right now at Watford. I heard he's playing pretty well. He obviously won't be able to feature because he's on loan for us. But yeah, we should be good opportunity to mix the squad up a little bit, get players who need minutes. And, you know, on to winning ways, sir. FA Cup, we should be able, you know, we got a good matchup. This is a pretty good opposition to have to face. So no excuses. I'm on to winning.
Yeah, it's at Old Trafford. Really no excuses there. And Manchester United have won 3 of their 4 FA Cup ties against Watford. This is their first against the Hornets since they beat them 4-1 in the semifinals in 2007. And in all competitions, Watford have lost their last 9 away games against Manchester United, sir. We got their number. And Manchester United have progressed from 33 of their last 35 FA Cup third-round ties. So, you know, there you have it. We should be absolutely moving on. Not like we need another competition or more games. A little history on Watford. They recognized their foundation as 1881, aligned with that of its ascendant Watford Rovers that was established as Watford Football Club in 1898. A little history about 1881. The world's first regular electric tram service is started in Berlin, sir, by Siemens and Halske. I mean, that's pretty exciting. 1881, first electric tram. They had electricity in 1881.
It was like the dawn of the electric era, sir. Things were happening quick and fast. Floodlights. Where was that? Bramall Lane? Floodlights, Bramall Lane. Football was getting going. Future was bright.
You know, Ben Franklin invented electricity a long time ago.
He invented it.
That was pre-football.
Write it down. Write it down.
The team played at several grounds in the early history before moving to Vicarage Road in 1922. It's actually really close to London. You can take a train there. You know, I forget the exact time. It was like an hour train. So it's easy if you're staying in London to go to a game. Also, check out Ben Foster, former United keeper. He has a YouTube channel. Sorry, I found this one. It's called Ben Foster, the Cycling Goalkeeper. And it's like he posts videos a little behind the scenes in the championship. I think he has like a GoPro and he's able to bring his camera in the dugout locker room. And he actually puts it in the goal during the games and he edits it all. I thought it was actually pretty cool. You know, and then we're going to play Watford, so I'm sure we're going to be featured. Old Trafford behind the scenes will be featured if Ed Woodward lets him in with his little GoPro camera, which I hope he does.
Well, I hope he does, and I hope he just captures, you know, Greenwood with his hattie, just bagging goals, have him picking out one after another. I'd like to see that.
Absolutely, and Watford have a long-standing rivalry with a nearby club, Luton Town. Graham Taylor's tenure as manager at the club between 1977 and 1987 saw Watford rise from the fourth tier to the first. The team finished in the first division in 1982-83, competed in the UEFA Cup in 1983-84, and reached the 1984 FA Cup final. So they did have a solid run, like all clubs have, but then they declined between 87 and 97 before Taylor returned as manager, leading the club to successive promotions and renamed from the renamed second division to the Premier League for one season in 99-2000. The club then played again in the highest tier in 06-07, sir. So they've been kind of bouncing up and down. I do remember them back in the day. 99-2000, it's hard to forget the Watford jerseys with the moose, the ugly moose in red and yellow and black. And then they got Harry the Hornet as well. So, you know, Watford's all over our television screens in different ways, but not a lot of success for Watford. We shouldn't be giving them any at Old Trafford.
No, we shouldn't, because they're not likely to go on if they beat us and win the whole thing. So it's an important game for us to, you know, we got to turn the tide, sir. We can't have the last game be a loss heading back into the league. So this is important. Got to rotate, got to get some boys off the score sheet as well. Good to get Greenwood a goal. Why not play Mata as well? He's probably due.
Sir, call me crazy. I don't care about anything this year other than the league.
There you go. I mean, that's a good priority.
I don't think this team can handle Europa League and a deep run in the FA Cup. I just don't think we can do it. I think you have to just go all in. You know, clearly I want to win the English Premier League. But even if you don't win it, you get Champions League, which is arguably very important. So it's almost like those two things together, if you got a shot, you got to go all in. So, and I don't know if we have the depth to go for multiple competitions, especially given the COVID tight season. I'm just trying to be a realist here, sir. I just don't want FA Cup or Europa League to cost us anything in the big running here.
I mean, we could crash out of two cup competitions in a week and it wouldn't be the end of the world. We could drop out today. We could drop out Saturday. I know
it would be if you lost on the 17th.
It would be if you lost on the 12th and the 17th. But if you won those next two games,
sir,
no one's going to give a shit. You're 6 points ahead of the Scouse Bastards. No one's going to give a goddamn thing about what for who? FA Cup what?
You can crash out of Champions League. You can crash out of your Carabao. You can crash out of FA Cup as long as you smoke the team who should not be named with at least two penalties and
at least two penalties.
You know, I'll take
bar given penalties.
But that's the type of season it is, you know. And as a fan, I can't just help but focus on the league for better or for worse. And the best news is physioroom.com. Not a lot of injuries. Cavani suspended, we know, but he'll be back for that big game. Rojo, you know. You know ho, he ain't around.
Where you at?
Phil Jones. So those guys just clipping those paychecks. Best job in the world, sir. Given those injuries, given we know Ole's probably going to rotate, what is your lineup for Watford?
Sir, I am certainly rotating. This is who I've got. I got Hendo back in net, back four of Williams, Twanzabi, Bailly, and Telles. I'm going to do a midfield of Matic, Donny van de Beek, and Juan Mata, and a front three of Dan James, Mason Greenwood, and Odion Ighalo, FC Nigeria. Hope we see him.
He's not going back to China yet.
End of January, sir.
End of January, sir. I'm glad you're keeping tabs on the Ighalo contract. I'm disappointed he hasn't gotten that many looks, considering he did produce for us. I think you're right. Actually, this is a good game for him to play. I don't know if he's going to start. I got Hendo, AWB, Twanzebe, Lindelof, Telles, van de Beek, Matic, Mata, James, Martial, Greenwood. So Martial, number nine, needs goals. Feed Martial, put Greenwood and James next to him, and then, you know, Mata can play the Bruno role, playmaker in the hole.
I like it. That should be good enough to beat sixth in the championship side, I would think.
Sir, booking the bookies, United -350, heavy favorites, the draw +440, Wofford to win +650. Top scorers for United, Bruno Fernandes +370, Rashford +380, Martial +430. Ighalo +470. The bookies seem to think Rashford and Bruno are going to feature again against Wofford here. What do you make of that? Interesting, huh?
I don't know if the bookies got it wrong or if they just, you know, think there might be a bet there, but, or maybe they're just trying to like bait a United fan, like, oh, +370, you know?
Anyway, Ighalo +470. There you have it. So that's your surprise start. Given that's where the bookies are. What is your score prediction, sir?
United 2-0, you know, always comfortable, you know, Wofford makes work for it. Mata with a nice little goal, Greenwood goal.
I'll say 3-1 set piece goal, sir, where you keep conceding. If this was the NFL, you'd be like, fire the set piece coach, get a new set piece coach in. Clearly, they got a coach for everything, sir. So EPL, hopefully, you know, Darren Fletcher can help us out.
Speaking of which, sir.
United in the news. Manchester United hired Darren Fletcher as part of Solskjaer's backroom staff to lead set piece defending.
I wish. Think
about the set pieces. But yeah, Fletch coming into the club. There's a lot of old players that are involved. Fletcher is now one of them. Obviously, you got Mick. He's not a player, but you know he was part of Fergie's management. And then you have Michael Carrick. So Fletcher, Carrick, kind of got this old United DNA back. What do you make of this Fletch coming back? You pumped about it?
I actually, when I saw the news, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, I was very excited about this. Bringing the gang back together. You already got Carrick. I like the workman attitude, the United DNA. I'm all about it. Studious of the game, apparently. People have been talking about Fletcher for a long time. He has been back at United for a while. He was coaching the U16s, I believe. So, dude, I wanted it to be about the United way. It's about how Fergie did it and how, you know, how it's been instilled in this club since the beginning. So bringing back people that have seen it and know what it's like and why you wear the badge and what it's about, just putting it all on the line. Fletcher is the embodiment of that. Just like doing whatever it takes, playing up and above your ability level. And dude, he won it all, sir, with United. So he's a hell of a player.
No, I absolutely love Fletch. I'm going to counterpoint. Can you have too many old United players who lack managerial experience at United managing the team, just going off of feels? He also brought back Giggs for talks. He brought back Keane for a talk. He's really going back to that old United way. Are you bringing back the old ways to coach these millennials on the gram? Is that going to work, sir?
I don't know. I mean, it certainly seems resounding to a certain extent. I mean, what we've seen in the last 12 months is very promising. We've seen progress for sure. And you're seeing this team coming together. There's a unity coming. So I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's like we're not going to be able to outspend some of our rivals with our Glazers over top of us, sucking out every dime that they can find. But that being said, the players we got, the academy that we got to lean into our strengths. And one of our strengths is the United DNA. That is not something that is just some nonsense that clubs say. This is who we are. It's part of the club. And getting players that know what that's about and know what this club means to so many people, including people that used to play for the club and have won everything with the club. That's good because it's like they get it. They're like, you don't tune off for a second. You know, every game's important. We go out to win everything.
Then how does the City result that we just watched happen? If they got all this United DNA and you gotta can't give an inch and you got to put in a hard challenge.
Sir, we ended the game with 11 games unbeaten. You know, best run in the Premier League. You lose games. You can't win them all. He is streaky, but he's not that streaky.
Like, what is this, like Pokemon? You can't catch them all. You can't win them all, sir.
Of course you can't win them all, bro. Who's winning?
You can't win them all. You can't win them all. That's the whole point. You can't win them all.
You can't win them all every time. You can't win them all. You can't. You can win them all over the aggregate, but you cannot win them all at once. Like, you're not going to win every title forever.
No, I know.
Five, six, seven, eight in a row. You know what I mean?
You bring back the old school United, you know, you would have saw a little more teeth in the performance against City. A little more grit. You know, I think we were a little soft today. I think kind of came out flat, a little soft, sir. A little soft. I mean, like, Keane would have got a straight red going down like that. I mean, going down in a derby. So, you know, I just, you know, just picking, sir. I like Fletch, though. I like him. I like him.
Fergie would have put out some fresher legs today. I don't think he would have leaned on that 11 again. He would have put on Dan James. He would have probably put on Donny van de Beek for Pogba because he knew you need to match that energy that they came up with. And, sir, he's learning, bro. He's learning, though.
That's a good.
He would have started Dan James all day. He would have absolutely started Dan James against City today.
Yeah, Fergie's number one thing. He could get like B and C players to play eight level, and you know, I think that's something that you know Solskjaer obviously not quite to compare him to the greatest ever do it. You know, it's tough to do, sir.
Sir, if you haven't watched, I mean, you've watched it. I just have gotten around to watch Class 92 if you haven't seen it. It's like such a great watch. And sir,
every day when I wake up in the morning, I watch that.
As any United fan should. It's for free online, but it is such a good watch.
When I go to bed, I put the headphones on playing Class 92, the audio.
I just need to hear Giggsy talking to me all day, baby. Your favorite for it is. It's a great watch. It really is. For those who haven't seen it.
Baby. Giggsy's the dog.
Come.
Next bit of news here. Solskjaer targets Haaland over Sancho for Manchester United per AS. So you put this in here. I don't know what AS knows about Manchester United, but apparently we are in for Haaland. A lot of talk about this one. We have the Norwegian connect, Solskjaer, Haaland. Clearly he's going to be moved on at Dortmund from at some perspective. There was that sell-on fee, a part of the deal. He was always going to go there for 2 or 3 years and then get that big money deal from Madrid or United. So we don't have the money. That's the only thing here. It has to be all Haaland wanting to reunite with Ole. Is that on the cards?
It's probably not. It's definitely on the cards for January and maybe in the summer, depending if we can get through this COVID hump and get people back in the stadium. You know, it could be on the cards, but what this really signals, and this was also shown in the Daily Mail, was talking about how Ole is basically like, we ain't buying Sancho. We're just going to go all in for Haaland. Because obviously Sancho's form has dropped off a cliff since the transfer never happened this summer. And Haaland looks like the best striker in the world at the moment. You know, maybe that's the prudent buy. 70 million release clause is even cheaper than what we get Sancho for, right? They wouldn't take 95 million. Or whatever the offer
is
was.
Always a temporary solution,
of course.
Right, and as United, you always need that, you know, number nine. So we need that number nine. Martial can do it in spurts, you know, over two years, probably not. Rashford can do it in spurts. Greenwood can do it in spurts, but there's not that like the main man. Haaland would be that. You could put a Rashford on the left. You could put Martial on the left. You could put Greenwood on the right. I mean, Haaland would solve a lot of things for United. I think. The good part about not doing the Sancho buy right away is that you can kind of see how this team plays without him and then really figure out what you need. We do need a right winger. We got Amad Diallo coming in, sir. That's another bit of news. Apparently 5 to 6 days, he'll be sorted. Ole wants him at United now, so we'll get to flip over that card and see how he does. But I think you're right. Towards the end of the season, it will crystallize what we really need. And I could see Haaland fitting that. Obviously, Ole rates him, and I love him at United. The question is, do we have the money? They want 70 million. We only have 58 on the balance sheet, sir. So it's like you said, we need something to turn around with fans before we can drop money like this. Speaking of dropping money, next bit of news, Manchester United make £90 million. Jack Grealish transfer decision because of Paul Pogba. Paul Pogba going on in the summer per Fabrizio Romano. If you believe him, he says he will be sold in the summer. That could be you know, the worst agent in the world talking. Most likely it is. But if he was going to be moved on, sir, he has to be moved on then. Otherwise, he can move for free. I think there's going to be some sort of POG sale by a player. Grealish is one of those players I rate. I love him at United, but it's like Donny van de Beek. You get another Grealish. You can put him on the left for sure, but then you got Rashford, Martial. And then you can play him at 10, but then you got van de Beek as well. So I really like the number 9 signing. I like the Haaland signing. So my question to you would be, if you could get Sancho, if you could get Haaland, or you could get Grealish, which one would you get?
Whoa. It's a really hard one because one is Premier League proven and is arguably he's one of the best players in the league. I mean, Jack Grealish is an absolute beast, creates chances for fun. Probably the only person more potent than Bruno Fernandes, but Haaland is probably the guy you sign because he looks like a goddamn Terminator. It's the Norway on Norway connect. We have a Norwegian manager, like the best Norwegian talent since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And it looks like he's going to quickly outpace Ole Gunnar Solskjaer because Ole wasn't scoring 35 goals a season. So he's the guy you go for. If you can get over 70 million, dude, he looks like a phenom. I mean, Jack Grealish is a phenom as well, but if you can only pick one, I think it has to be Haaland. But Jack is right behind.
Sir, you sign them all because you're Manchester United, and you're going to win number 22 next year. Do the treble, baby. That's the answer. Trick question. You should have got trick. You failed.
Yeah, well, this is owned by the Glazers, sir. You're saying we have $58 million on the balance sheet.
Sir, we...
you got to get them all. Got to sign them all. You're going to win them all, and you're going to sign them all, sir. Good luck, sir. Pokemon. Sir,
I get appointed president of Manchester United. I sell the stadium rights to Maui Jim for $150 million. There's Sancho and Haaland. Then I sell Paul P. I sell him to Dubai, sir. Sell Paul Pogba to some team in Dubai for another $100 million. Then, you know, buy Jack Grealish, and then you go win the title. You know, bring back Sir Alex Ferguson. It's over.
So you signed Grealish, Grealish and Haaland. I mean, you're good, sir. You get a CDM and a CB, you're like, trouble's on.
Hey, also look at Chelsea, though. You know, the whole idea, sexy big money signings. You know, focus on what you got, sir. And I think this season we are doing a good job with what we got and then add from there. Next bit of news, we can talk about it. This clown.
You got to talk about it because he talked Klopp about us.
Talking about how United had, like, so Southampton beat them without a penalty. And arguably, there could have been a penalty for Mane. I think the handball, in all fairness, that handball, that looked like a pen to me.
No,
like,
they thought the foul on Mane was the one that should have been called. But that was not a foul.
Either
the
way.
The handball is closer, maybe.
You sell Danny Ings, you banish him from Liverpool. Like, he's terrible. And you say, this is why the footballing gods are perfect.
Yep.
You say, Danny Ings, you sign him, he's terrible. You get rid of him to Southampton, he scores a worldie coming back and just like puts the dagger in you when you're dying. Klopp's furious because his team's playing terrible and he has no idea what to do. I mean, his best player, Trent Alexander-Arnold, to blame for the goal. Mane doesn't look good. Salah doesn't look good. Look, this is like what happens, sir. You know, we've seen this story. The band Oasis – at the top of the heights, they all start fighting. We saw Mane and Salah go at each other last year, sir. It's just one of those things where to do it back to back to back is insane. Sir Alex was a magician. Klopp's already losing it. His team only won once.
And also, he's a madman. You can't spit and sputter and be that hot all the time. He's like, he never cools off. He's too hot. He needs to just chill out. And Mourinho is right because he's like, I would have gotten kicked out of the game and sent off if I did half the things he did. And he's not wrong. But what this says to me is that we rattled him, bro. He is rattled. And that's the most important thing is he is so rattled that he's talking about United the same way Jose is, who's also, he's not rattled. He's just talking shit because that's what Jose does. Klopp is rattled, sir. This is like, I should have won that game and I got no, you're right. You're like, if the team's playing poorly and I have no solution.
No, exactly. It's like, I'm just going to like, and why is he talking about Manchester United? Leicester City has 10 penalties this year. You know, we were talking about he's calling out United. Look at the penalties to date this season. Leicester have 10, Brighton have 6, we have 6, Fulham, Chelsea, and Liverpool all have 5. We have like one more than Liverpool, and we play less games. It's not that insane. Look, I would blame VAR. Why are you talking about Manchester United? You know, and it's just one of those things where Ole clap back, say he's trying to influence the referees. I say I love it. I love Klopp putting our name in his mouth when he's losing to Danny Ings. that is great news. That means they are actually like, he is really rattled. Liverpool are not playing well, and this is our time to shine, sir. It's our time to really take that gap, make that gap.
So that is weakness that you smell. That is weakness, because what didn't Rafa Benitez have like a similar meltdown when
facts, sir.
It's the same thing. The fact that he's rattled is a good sign, sir. On a Tuesday. Tuesday is such a huge match. Burnley, the builder,
Absolutely. Well, you know, we got Wofford, Raider Wofford. So let's jump into the fan questions. We appreciate everyone who tweets us, replies to Instagram and Facebook as well. Thank you for all the hot banner. We love it. At Boham Boy for Life, quote, this match shows what happens when complacency starts to creep in. Let this match show the squad what happens when you let your eye off the ball. Changes should have been made earlier, but I hope this is a wake-up call for Wofford and, more importantly, the team who shall not be named. Devin, you know, friend of the pod, hits the nail on the head here. He's exactly right. Complacency should have rotated, sir.
No, he's spot on. He's spot on. We should have made changes to start 11, and we should have made changes early in that second half, because it was pretty clear that we needed to switch something up. So Devin calling it out. We got to learn from this loss. That's the key, is, you know, how do they respond? How do they respond?
Totally. At T. Zolski, quote, Ole's got to find a way to get us over that hump. Until he does, he's always going to have critics. Time to move on and worry about the league. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. You know, do you really put a lot of stake in the fact that, like, the four semifinals, I mean, it's, what is it, January, we're playing a semifinal. It doesn't have the same weight as maybe an FA Cup Wembley semifinal does, you know? Like, you know, the semifinal, you know what I'm saying?
With two legs, right? Like, I meant to say it earlier. We just needed second leg, sir. We went down two, we would have gone, you know, scored three at their place. Yeah, I mean, dude, you got to get to semifinals to get kicked out of them. So it is progress. You didn't make it to four semifinals in almost, what, like 12 months. So there is progress being made. You can't win them all. You've got bigger fish to
feed the masses, man. You got to feed silver. Like,
Yeah, that's true. Because Mourinho's focusing on it because he knows how important silverware is for a club like Spurs, haven't won it in 12 years. It's also important for Ole. He's got to win some silverware.
No, it's just like one of those where you deliver an energy drink cup and then you kind of do a run and then everyone's like, okay. You know, it's just like you kind of keep the hyenas at bay. You feed them some silverware, sir. We all know they live on Twitter. At Rolling Deep 1995, quote, tough loss, especially to Shitty. We look really tired and a bit out of ideas today. Bruno struggled big time. We defended well, but that first goal was shocking. Must bounce back and beat Wofford and Burnley. I hope this is just a speed bump, sir. You beat Wofford, you beat Burnley. We go in at the wheel. Sir, just like murking them. Team all should not be named, dude. Multiple penalties.
Multiple. I want two penalties at Anfield.
I need a lot of penalties that day. I need a lot of penalties.
They're going to be fishing for him, sir. They're like the softest team you ever see in the box. That's why they don't get that many. It's because Saleh and Mana are just like flopping a flop, sir.
Next one at Davey T _ quote, what a game. We got to win the league, boys. And he puts the men in black little flash in your memory, erase your memory. That's almost this game. It's like, take the L, sir. Move on to the next one. At Blickstro, quote, bottling four semifinals in a row and now losing 6 out of 7 in his career. One win on a penalty shootout in Norway isn't a coincidence, but is it always at the wheel? Right, guys? This man and his inexperienced staff, you guys believe will lead us to a Premier League title and trophies? !
Sir, you got to believe. You got to believe. I mean, I'm seeing progress. I didn't see a lot of progress under other managers.
Because you're right. He did win something in Norway. And so I guess he lost some semifinals in Norway. So Blickstro, look, you know, we talk about it. It's like the season has to be evaluated in its entirety. So what do you think we should do? Sack Ole now? You know, so we got to stick with him because we're doing well in the league. So it's more of a let's see. Like, if we completely lose the plot, then there's an argument there. But right now, you got to say he's got a handle on things, sir. He's got a handle on things.
He's got a handle for things and he's got an eye for talent. And he's done pretty well with fostering talent. So He certainly deserves more time in my book. He's we're level on points with the Scouse Bastards. We're level on points with the Scousers, sir. That's like that is worth talking about.
It's
like,
I know, but that's not the
we haven't won the league. I know we haven't won the league. I know we haven't won the league, but brick by brick, bro. This doesn't happen overnight. You can't win everything.
I can if I get in my time machine and I go back to 2008.
Yeah.
And we're bragging about being tied with the team who should not be named. I'd be like, what universe are we in? So there is that argument. I do see that. But, you know, after watching the last 8 years, I'm going to say we're doing good.
Sir, we're doing better. Long ball Van Gaal. Come on. Let's go. Next
At Ty Kircher, same sad semifinal story. I just hope so badly it will change soon. Just shows there is still work to do. Heads up, lads. We're united. We look forward, not back. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. Absolutely love that from Ty. And you know what? There ain't no semifinal when you win the league, sir. So I think we're set.
It's just big match after big match, must win after must win. So they all matter, I guess. They all matter.
Like, I'll tell you, you know, we've been fans for a while. So you got to know to pick your spots. This one is like, you know, hate to see it, but whatever. The 17th. Sir, we might need to delay that a day if we lose. You know, that'd be like a pod where
you got to calm down. You have to calm down. Yeah, you have to wait a day.
It would break the equipment in the room, sir.
Well, let's see the game first.
If you want that fire,
they might want it. I think you know, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It depends. You know, so like if you can lose.
It's how you lose.
As long as you take out Jordan Henderson, you get a straight red, something like that. You gotta take something off that pitch, sir.
Yeah, as long as it's a straight red, not like the Spurs red, like the Lamella flop red. Yeah, like a real red, like an English red.
You know, I want to see players that want it and get it and like are gonna fight every inch for it. And that's, you know, we can have an off day, but let's measure it where it should be measured, sir. That's it. That's the podcast. Sir, what a wild ride. We did a virtual pod today. Appreciate everyone who listens and downloads. And thank you for putting up with the audio. We got Alex in the sound booth. Based on what I can see on the FaceTime here, I don't know how the audio is going to turn out.
Not going well, sir.
I see you looking panicked at different things and you're like looking around. So you know, I hope the audio is good. Or we try to get you more pods rather than less. That's why I get the midweek games. If you like the American Red Devils podcast, we're for fans, by fans. You can support us on Patreon. Like we said, check out our page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. Check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com, for that great blog content and our store. Support us by picking up some merch or dropping a review on iTunes, sir. It's been a hell of a week for downloads. Give us our top 10 cities last 7 days.
Sir, number one, how you doing? How you doing? Busan, South Korea. Number two, Brønderslev, Denmark, Columbus, Ohio, Milford, Mass. Sir, you got the list in front of you. I'm going to keep going.
Keep going, sir. That's all you.
New York, New York. Number six, Oslo, Norway. Appreciate you. Maple Ridge, Canada. Number eight, Chicago, Illinois. Pittsburgh, PA. And last but not least, Hotlanta, Georgia. Appreciate all the American Red Devils listening week in, week out, sir. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's been a long road. There's been ups and downs. But this United side.
This is just like... Bump in the road. It's not like a shark bite.
Sir, you said today, I think you're right. It's a great time to lose. I mean, if you're going to lose, you want to lose this one.
This isn't like a shark bite, sir. It's like when you're in the ocean back in the East Jersey Shore, you got one of those horse flies. Ah, like a little.
Yeah. Like, ah, shit. It bit me. Yeah, basically. Like, City bit us today.
Yeah, City got it. Ah. It's like, it's not like we're not dead. Season's not over. It's not all the way out. It's like, you know, just take it. You know, you can get bit by a shark after that.
Oh, we still can, sir. There's sharks in those waters.
Look, we debated it. Said, is he at the wheel? Is he not at the wheel? What are we going to do? Always at the wheel until we lose in the league, sir. Always at the wheel. He's at the wheel until we lose in the league, sir. That's how we do it. How good does it feel?
Always at the wheel.